Item number two.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase the 2011 professional services contract with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee for the Behavioral Health Division.
Good morning, Ms. Lyday.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
This is just basically a request to add a small amount of money to an existing contract that we have as a result of a federal substance abuse grant for the drug treatment and court services. As you can see, it was a very small amount that was not included in the budget. It's about $1,068 for years 211 and years 212.
Madam Chair, I move approval.
All right, I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Biddle. I just had any comments or questions?
Yeah, just one question. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious, the UWM site, is there like a clinic or something that we're working through at UWM? Or because I can't recall if I read that in the report, but I was, as I was reading, I'm like, oh, UWM, but is there like a specific clinic or school or
who? Well, this is a Center for Addiction and Behavioral Health Research. They're a research group that's been working with us for the grant that we have at the Behavioral Health Division.
So they come to BHD?
Well, they've been working with us. Mr. Locks is here, and maybe he can give you a little bit more detail on it. He is the Adult Services Director at the Behavioral Health Division.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Supervisors, we had to identify a principal investigator for all of our federal grants, and University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, CABR, Center for Addiction and Behavioral Health Research, does many of the data analysis and evaluation for the grants. They were working specifically with our drug treatment court, who was the primary applicant. We are managing the grant with them, and they selected Dr. Michael Fendrick from UWM to perform the evaluation as the principal investigator. So they are not performing any clinical services. It's all data evaluation that's submitted back to the federal government.
And so are these particular individuals located at UWM? Like, is their office in UWM is what I was reading?
That's correct. Okay. Their office is at UWM. However, they participate in the drug court staffings. They come to drug court. They view it in action. They get data from us to do their analysis and then submit it to the federal government.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I do have a card from Mary Fratell Ross.
I'm sorry, but I'm a little lost. Is there a drug court out at Milwaukee County Mental Health Center, or
yes,
is the drug court out here?
Oh.
The drug court is located in the safety building. It is Judge Carl Ashley, who is the current drug treatment court judge. He will be replaced at the end of August, and I don't know the name of the new drug court judge at that time.
I'm lost. How do people at the Mental Health Center get down here? This gentleman's from the Mental Health Center, is my understanding?
We have a court set up at BHD.
But he was talking about a court down here. Or didn't I hear correctly?
That's correct. So these drug treatment court identifies individuals who, due to their substance use disorder, have been arrested and potentially face incarceration. And they are brought into this drug treatment court consisting of the judge, the prosecutor, the public defender, a treatment team.
Out there or here, sir?
Out here.
Out here.
Oh, with you, at the Mental Health Center.
It's not at the Mental Health Center. It's out here. It is a criminal court. And as part of the criminal court, there's a treatment aspect. And individuals have to comply with the treatment in order to progress in the court process.
I think I've got it. I don't know how that has nothing to do with the Mental Health Center.
We treat individuals with aorta issues at the Mental Health Center, so that's the connect. So we treat, through Milwaukee County, people with alcohol and other drug abuse issues, and so that's why this is pertinent to what
inpatient.
Yes, we do inpatient.
So they would have gone through this court, and then go inpatient to the Mental Health Center?
We don't treat them at the Mental Health Center. We have other places where we treat them. Well, not all of them.
So if I may, Madam Chair, part of the BHD services is an array of community services contracted with private providers in the community, including our substance abuse services. So when somebody comes into drug treatment court, the judge will order them into treatment at a community provider that is part of our network. So we are paying for those services, but they report back to the drug treatment court judge.
Thank you very much. I do have a motion for approval on this item. Any further comments or questions from the committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number